USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the war continues in Ukraine, President Vladimir Zelensky had a message on ABC in English for America.
I just want you to feel and to understand what does it mean for us freedom. Because always American people, they speak about freedom and they know what is it. And now, when you're looking at Ukrainians, I think you feel what does it mean for us. And if you understand how we feel like, how we fight against all the enemies for our freedom, I think we'll win.
A 15-year-old boy is dead and two teenage girls remain hospitalized in critical condition after a shooting outside a high school in Des Moines, Iowa. According to the Des Moines Police Department, the gunfire came from a passing vehicle. Potential suspects have been detained. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Students are off today in Minneapolis-St. Paul as teachers have gone on strike.
Teachers in Minneapolis are going on strike after failing to reach an agreement on a new contract. Union members say they cannot reach agreement on wages, caps on class sizes, or more mental health services for students. The strike will keep some 29,000 students at home. By contrast, teachers across the river in St. Paul reached a tentative agreement, averting a strike there. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
About 10,000 mail ballots were tabulated but not counted in Texas's most populous county on the day of last week's election, adding to the delay in determining some of the winners from the nation's first primary of the 2022 midterms. Elections officials in Harris County, home to Houston, said an oversight led to those ballots not being counted. Those votes, 6,000 Democratic, 4,000 Republican, will be added to the final tallies today. The March 1st primary was the first statewide election that took place under Texas's new voting laws. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Despite widespread support for pediatric COVID-19 vaccinations from the nation's top health officials, Florida will become the first state in the country to advise against vaccinating healthy children for COVID-19, according to the state's Surgeon General, Dr. Joseph A. Latipo. The Florida Department of Health is going to be the first state to officially recommend against the COVID-19 vaccines for healthy children, Latipo said at the end of a 90-minute roundtable discussion in West Palm Beach, Florida, hosted by Governor Ron DeSantis, as he said, aimed to close the curtain on the COVID theater once and for all. The Supreme Court shot down emergency appeals from Republicans in North Carolina and Pennsylvania who sought to block redistricting maps selected by state courts. Legislators in both states typically draw the congressional maps, but lawsuits challenging them prompted the state courts to intervene and establish new district boundaries that are considered big wins for Democrats. And gas prices have soared in the United States to a new record high of $4.17 for an average gallon of unleaded, according to AAA. That breaks the previous high of $4.10 a gallon set in July of 2008. The average price across the country rose at least 10 cents in the last 24 hours and 55 cents in the last week. The high price of gas is happening in tandem with the elevated cost in crude oil. The price of Brent crude, an international benchmark, opened at almost $130 per barrel. AAA says consumers can expect the current trend at the pump to continue. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.